Well, if you got a text from your own number yesterday that had a cryptic link in it, it was likely spam, and it could be part of a phishing scheme that would target your personal information. For more, we're joined on the KCBS RingCentral Newsline by Josephine Wolf, Assistant Professor of Cybersecurity Policy at Tufts University. Thank you so much for joining us. So it seemed we used to get all of those phone calls looking for information. It's a lot of it coming by text message nowadays, right?
Yeah, there are people realizing that a lot of folks aren't picking up phone calls from unknown numbers, and in some cases even blocking those and moving over to text where they think they have a higher hit rate of getting people to respond.
Yeah, I definitely do that. And now a lot of new phones will say scam coming in, so it's easy to avoid those. But what about these text messages? Are they having success with these? Are they still new enough that people are clicking on those links?
So it's a little hard to know because we don't have great data on how many people are actually clicking and responding. But we have seen people, you know, certainly view the message, which is more than you sometimes get from the robocall or the spam call. So that suggests that there's some degree of effectiveness. And we're also seeing, which is kind of interesting, this use of people's own numbers to deliver these text messages. So even if people set up spam filtering, they say, I don't want to receive messages from unknown numbers or people outside my contact. If it's your own number, that's a very easy way to kind of evade those protections, because that will always be a number that your phone recognizes.
How do they do that? Is there an easy answer to how they use my number to send me a message?
Yeah, so it's the same way that they say send you a message or give you a phone call from a number within your area code to make it seem local. And it's what we call spoofing. So when you make a phone call, there are a lot of different ways of trying to fake the phone number that it's coming from. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that many of the ways we receive phone calls now and text messages come over the internet. And when you're making a call over the internet, then there's a lot more flexibility in sort of who you say the sender is, because it's not coming through that centralized telephone system. And so often people can say, this is the phone number I'm calling from, if you're making a voice over IP call or something like that. And that then just becomes what's automatically displayed when the message or the phone call arrives at your phone.
And that is just, like you said, a spoof. It's not that I should worry that they have access to using my phone.
Exactly, right? So the same way that if I send an email, I can make it look like it comes from your email address, I can make a phone call and make it look like it comes from your cell phone number, even without any access to your phone or to your email account.
Well, it struck me that this one that we're talking about that happened yesterday might have caught some people off guard, because it was coming from your own number and it was through Verizon. I would think that my phone company would have my number and might send me things that way. Do you think that was making it more effective?
You mean that it looked like it was coming from your own phone company?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think, again, we're seeing people use the tactics that they've learned in email phishing and apply them to text message phishing, right? So in the same way that the email phishers learned, if I send you a phishing email from your employer, that's more likely to be something you open. Similar idea here, right? If you get a text message from your phone service provider, you're more likely to say, oh, sure, that makes sense that Verizon would be messaging me, telling me, I've paid my bill or whatever else.
Right. You're at least definitely looking at it. So what if you did more than look at it, though? What if you clicked on this link? How nervous should you be?
So my sense from what we know so far is that it's a link directing people to a Russian state TV network, and that there's no indication of any malware being delivered from that website. So in this case, it looks a little more like a sort of disinformation campaign than a malware campaign, which is good news for anybody who clicked on it, because it's seems to suggest that there wasn't anything malicious being delivered onto the phone. But I would say, in general, always important to be sort of suspicious of any links coming from weird numbers or people that you're not sure are really the people who are sending it to you.
Does that mean that this one was coming from Russia? And how hard are these to track?
We don't know where they were coming from, because it is pretty difficult, especially when these messages are sent over the internet instead of through direct phone lines, to track exactly where they come from. It seems likely, given that this is what they were distributing, that there is some link to Russia. But it will probably take a fair bit of forensic investigation. It's unclear if anybody's going to bother to do that to really track down kind of the origins.
Exactly. So bottom line, do not click. Thank you so much for joining us, Josephine Wolf, Assistant Professor of Cybersecurity Policy at Tufts University.